Not all insurance plans cover mental health or substance abuse care, but that's another thing that's about to change because of the Affordable Care Act. Today, the Obama administration announced new regulations that will require insurance companies to provide coverage of mental illness in parity with physical illness. Amnon Schoenfeld is the director of King County's Mental Health, Chemical Abuse, and Dependency Services Division. I spoke to him earlier today and asked him to explain what these changes will for insurance companies will mean.
Well, what it means is that people will actually have access to mental health and substance abuse services in ways that they previously haven't. Millions of people right now, even people who have insurance plans, don't necessarily have access to mental health and substance abuse services. That may not be part of their plan. Under this rule, insurance plans will have to cover mental health and substance abuse at parity with other physical illnesses.
What does this mean for addiction services? What kind of treatments will be covered when it comes to chemical dependency that were not covered before?
Well, so it'll mean that people will have access to things like residential substance abuse treatment, intensive outpatient treatment. Those benefits weren't previously in a lot of the plans.
What's it mean for King County Mental Health Services?
What it means for our public mental health services is that a lot of people will be able to access the mental health and substance abuse services they need in the private market. Hopefully they will get served earlier in the course of their illness, and it means that they won't end up in such bad shape that they end up being hospitalized at much greater cost and then become part of the public mental health or substance abuse system.
Now, I understand that 90% of the people you service for mental health needs are already on Medicaid or Medicare. How will this change your work there?
Well, right now we're pretty much limited to serving people who are on Medicaid. We don't get money from the state for people who are not covered under Medicaid. So a lot of people aren't able to access our public mental health services, even people living in extreme poverty. With Medicaid expansion, thousands of people will be eligible for Medicaid who currently are not, and that means they'll have access to our public mental health services. And then other people who are covered in the private market will have access to the kind of mental health services that they need and hopefully will never have to come into our system at all.
Will this mean that the county will be able to save money even though it's providing services to more people?
I think in the end we will save money. It will mean that we can prevent hospitalizations, we can prevent illnesses from getting much worse, and we know that once people go into a hospital, it's much more expensive. One day in the hospital is equivalent to about a third of a year of outpatient treatment.
I understand the states have to take over some of the expenses for this in a few years. Is that right?
Well, for Medicaid expansion, right now the federal government is going to be covering that at 100% of the cost for the first 2 years of people newly eligible for Medicaid. That starts to go down after a few years, but it will still remain at about 90%. So it's a great deal for the states. The states only have to contribute at the most 10%.
Even when the states have to start kicking in for these new people who've signed up over the next 2 years, it'll still be a good value for the state?
It'll be a tremendous value, and it will really help hospitals, which right now are not being reimbursed for the cost of doing services. What that means is if they actually get paid for providing these services, hopefully insurance rates for everyone will go down, and I believe that's been the finding of the insurance commissioner, that it could be savings up to $1 billion.
Part of the impetus behind this was the horrible shooting in Newtown and the notion that in order to prevent some of these violent incidents, we need to deal more seriously with mental health care. Do you think it's hard to say when one of these incidents will happen, but what about that angle of it? Do you see people who you're really concerned about perhaps committing harmful acts to others or to themselves who might now be covered under this?
The vast majority of people who have mental illness are not violent and will never be violent, but there are some who are. And what we know is the risks of violence definitely go up when people's mental illness is not treated. So if we can provide more access to treatment for people with mental illness and substance abuse, I think the public safety will be enhanced.
Amnon Schoenfeld, director of King County's Mental Health, Chemical Abuse, and Dependency Services Division. Today, there are new rules about what insurance companies must cover when it comes to mental health and addiction services. You can find out more information about those guidelines at our website. It's KUOW.org.